Everything we see with these eyes of ours, the sun and the moon and the stars, and this big earth and the fullness thereof, when it reaches around the equator 24,900 miles around it, he spoke it into it all into existence. Hebrews 11:3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. This mighty God Elohim stood on nothing, for there was nothing for him to stand on. Hallelujah. In the beginning he stood on nothing. It was just him and him alone, and standing there on nothing, he reached out into the empty space where there was nothing, and he created a whole universe that now stands at his attention. Multiplied billions of stars, and he calls them all by their name. Oh, this mighty God, and flood the stars out into the galaxies. We live in a galaxy that's got our own sun, moon, and stars and planets in it. But the Hubble telescope that they put years ago has discovered with its magnification there's many, 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 many more solar systems than ours. And if you could travel at the speed of light, it would take you thousands of years to go through our Milky Way galaxy. And yet there's millions of galaxies. Who but God? His fingerprints are on the sun. He speaks there all into existence. You can't tell me God don't know where you are. Every hair of your head has been numbered. And God knows you when you get up, and he knows you when you lay down. And no matter what you go through, he is Adonai. He is Elohim. Raise your hand and praise him.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
This is killing me.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Good.
Hey, this sweet anointing to keep you alive. The word of God will keep you alive.
Yeah.
The word of God will put faith in your heart. Let others tell you I was there. I've been down and out. I'm going to tell you my God of the universe has supplied my need. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Now notice, scientists had discovered with their sophisticated equipment and their satellites in space. You ready? Each one of the stars, and there's billions of them, each star and each planet emanates its own tone. Every one of them has got a sound that they put forth. Each star, each heavenly body, as it travels and makes its circuit through the universe and through space, it gives off its own unique frequency and its sound. Each one is different. Each one have their own voice.
Right.
What are they doing, preacher? I believe they're praising God. I believe they're singing God's praises. Elohim, we spin through space and we praise you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Hey, if I spin, let me praise you. As I go, as I travel, let me praise you. And let me sing a happy song. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
No wonder. You get anything out of this, Brother Chuck? I'm going to get you a microphone. Help me. Hey, God. No wonder the Holy Ghost inspired David, the psalmist, to write Psalms 148.
Praise
God. The Holy Ghost said it. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens.
Right.
Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise ye him, all ye stars alight. How many's ever looked up in the darkened night? And every one of the stars twinkle. A twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Yeah.
How I wonder how about you, how far you are. Oh, hallelujah. For he commanded and they were created. When it came to the earth, praise ye the Lord, ye mountains and all hills, and ye fruitful trees, and ye men, and ye maidens, and your children. Let them praise the name of Elohim, the creator of all. Yes, he created us to praise him. I ain't gonna let a stone praise me. They cried out to Jesus. He said, now listen to the people. They're praising you. They're spreading their palm branches in the way. And the little children out there hollered, Hosanna to the King. And Jesus said, if these hold their peace, he said, the stones would immediately cry out. I ain't gonna let a stone or a tree or a star cry out for me. I've got a praise. I've got salvation. I know what he did. I know what he gave me. Raise your hand and praise him. Praise him. All ye creation, stand at his attention and praise Elohim.
Glory!
Thank you, Lord.
The Creator. Praise God. Amen.
Can you give me your lungs?
Thank God.
You might say or wonder, does God know where I am?
Yeah.
I think you ought to go out of here swinging on the stars when you leave this morning. Does he see me, preacher?
Does he see me?
Does he really know my situation?
Does he know?
Preacher, does my God still care?
Does he care?
Yes, 1,000 times yes.
Oh, yeah.
He'll take care of you. He's so considerate of you and your need that if you ask him for something that he don't have, he'll create it. For he is still Elohim.
Yeah.
He still has the power to speak and bring it into being.
Thank you, Lord.
He speaks and brings it forth.
Yes.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Yeah.
I hope for something so strong in my heart with a desire. I keep it there and eventually it'll come into substance where I can get a hold of it.
Yeah.
A hope so strong and a faith. It's the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I don't see it yet. I can't feel it. I can't embrace it yet. But oh, it's coming. It's coming into existence. I know that I'll lay hands upon the substance of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, God. That's the faith God wants us to have.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. On page 4, I got 8 or 9. Like the song says, he walks from cloud to cloud.
Yeah.
His fingerprints are on the sun.
On the sun.
Yeah.
Those big stars that hang on nothing are just small miracles he has done.
Oh, yeah.
His breath becomes the wind, and the trees a part of his majesty. He can change a life so wretched. When the world says there's no hope, he can cause a drinker to quit drinking and set an addict free from dope. Woo! I feel that. He made something from nothing, Brother J. Hart, because he did just that for me. Tell me who but God can do such things as these. Who but God? Who but Elohim?
Yeah.
If he started my faith a long time ago, he's the author of it. Yeah. And one of these days, he'll be the finisher of it. Praise him right now. Praise him. Praise him. I started out. He started me out. I believe I can make it. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God.
Yeah.
If you ever get so low that you think there's no hope or help for you, just look what God did in the beginning when he created this big earth.
Yeah.
He never loses sight of you. Never.
Right.
Not one little sparrow could ever fall to the ground. I've got bunches of them. I tell you, at least three has hatched out of each one of my boxes this spring. Three families out of each box. I got three boxes. I put that corn out, and I'm telling you, them little fellers eat. They'll get in the grass, and they eat. If one of them falls to the ground, Jesus said, my father's right there at its funeral.
Right there.
Lord, have mercy, saints. Genesis 1 says, this earth, it, in the beginning, was without form and void.
Yeah.
It had no beauty. Its form was an ugly mass of nothing. It was filled with darkness, and there was no color, no rhyme, no sound, no life, no shore. How would you like to be in a mess like that? No compass, no light, no sail, nothing. No sound, no praise.
Yeah.
God can shortchange that.
Yes, sir.
Woo! Until it was that way, until the Spirit of God, Elohim, moved up on the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Darkness fled away. In 6 days of creation, look what the Lord has done.
Yeah.
Look at us tonight. Here we all are. Thanks to God. Thanks to the Creator. Thank you, Elohim, that I am in your hand. Praise Him this morning. Praise Him. Praise Him.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise
Lord God. What's in a Hebrew name?
Glory.
Woo! The God that was in the beginning. Thank you, Lord. The next name that we come to that God gave us by the Holy Ghost describing Him in the Hebrew is El Olam. El. Anytime that you see an El before a name, A-E-L means God. We have Elijah, E-L, I-G-A-H. Elijah, oh Lord. El-Isha, Elisha. El-Bethel means the house of God, God's house. Elijah in the Hebrew means my God is Yahweh.
Yeah, yeah.
My God is Yahweh. Hallelujah. We're missing a whole bunch in the English translation. Yeah. God gave us enough to know that He is the Lord God. But when you study the original Hebrew, you see the character and the power of Almighty God.
Yeah.
In His name.
Yeah.
Elisha. El-Isha. My God is salvation. El Olam means in the Hebrew the eternal, everlasting God, the strong one.
Strong one.
The very Hebrew names of God gives us faith in Him, in His name alone.
Yeah.
How excellent, oh Lord, is thy name in all the earth. El Olam, He is everlasting, is what it means. He is the beginning and He is the end. Brother Jason, there's nothing before Him and there shall be nothing after Him. He is before all things. Jesus came in the glory of His Father, in the express image of His person.
Yeah.
He came in His Father's name, saying, I am, I am. Before Abraham was, I am. Raise your hand and praise Him. He still is the I am. He is the I am of everything you need.
Hallelujah. Oh, amen.
Lord have mercy.
I am.
Oh God.
Come on.
I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the root and the offspring of death. I am the bright and the morning star. I am, hallelujah, the rose of Sharon. Praise Him this morning. He is still El Olam, the everlasting Father. Hallelujah.
Praise.
Yes. Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
Can I tell you this morning, He is still Alpha and Omega. He is the first and the last. When you have that little baby, His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. Father, and the Prince of Peace. Ain't you glad that you serve somebody like that?
Yeah.
He is I am. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo!
Praise God.
Can I tell you, he said that I am the fullness of all and all. Jesus said, by me all things are and were created.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Ah, he is the everlasting Potter. He's more powerful than all false gods, Brother JR.
Yeah.
He's before them. Hallelujah. Every idol god of this world will let you down. They'll leave you empty, high, and dry. But not our God, El Olam. You can depend on him. He'll be there for you. He is everlasting.
Yeah.
Listen, his compassions fail not. They're new every morning.
Yeah.
He never changes. I feel God.
Yeah.
His character does not alter. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. His mercy endureth forever. He does not change with
yeah.
the weather. He don't go down with the stock market. He fainteth not, and neither is weary. He never grows old. He is El Olam. Hallelujah. Raise your hand and praise him.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! Shout it. Hallelujah. I serve a mighty God and a big God.
Yes, sir.
Help us, God. Help us.
Lord. Help me get one more. How else, Sister Alicia, is God revealed to us in one of these Hebrew names? Are you ready? Woo! He wants you to know, to really know him. What other name is he called in the Hebrew that reveals his character in the sacred scriptures concerning you? The Holy Spirit of God calls him El Roi. El Roi. El Roi. Which means, are you ready? The God who sees me.
Yeah.
He's the God, El Roi, that observes and sees me. What's God's Hebrew name telling us? The eternal, everlasting God, the Creator. I saw you in the beginning, before even the foundation of this earth was laid.
Yeah.
Before you ever came along, Brother JR. Before he created the Grand Canyons and the mountains and the seas.
Yeah.
He saw you. He saw you then, and he knew you were coming. Raise your hand, and he said, you tell him, I know, God, that you knew I was a coming.
Yeah.
You saw me in the beginning, and he sees you right now. He is El Roi. You were in his thoughts eons ago, and you are still in his thoughts this morning. God has a plan and a purpose for you. That's why you're here. He has got you in his mind. Hallelujah. He
yeah.
sees you.
Amen.
Amen.
He sees you. He sees you. He knows you. He knows your social security number.
Yes, sir.
He knows your real name.
Yeah.
I'd like to have a dollar for every time in my life when I got old enough to sign my John Henry on something, for a loan or for this or for that or paperwork. I'd like to have a dollar for every time I've signed my name 65 years later.
Yeah.
I'd be rich. I'd probably go to Honolulu. One of those good holiness churches over there.
Yeah. Mission work.
Yeah. There you go. I'm going to wind it down. Listen, listen. I didn't mean to get loud and all boisterous and everything, but I'm sorry. I feel this. And if you can't get excited with the Word of God and who God is, you just ain't got it.
Right.
Woo.
Come on, man.
God said to his people in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the
right.
Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. What's he saying? God is a saying about you this morning. I want to give you a good ending and a happy ending. I see you right now. I'm El Roi. I'm El Olam, the everlasting God. I am Adonai, your master.
Yeah.
I see you right now, and you're in my thoughts. I'm concerned about your welfare and your future.
Yes.
And I want you to have a peaceful ending.
Yes.
That's it. I made it.
Good. Wonderful.
Would you stand with me this morning, if you're able?
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh God, from storm to storm, trial to trial, He knows me.
Yeah.
He cares.
Yeah.
His mercy endureth forever.
Forever.
Aren't you glad?
Yeah.
Forever.
If you could take a little tiny thimble, a little tiny cup, and if you could empty the oceans and the seas, He would take you trillions of years with a little cup to empty the oceans.
Yeah.
If you could do that, you might exhaust the love of God. But there ain't no way you can do it. God says, I love you just that much. Let's pray this morning and say, God, you know me.
Yeah.
You see me. And you love me. And you care. I'm in your thoughts now. I was in your thoughts before the foundation of the earth. Even then, you saw me. You saw my makeup. You saw my character. You knew me, Lord. You got a plan for me. You've got a purpose for me. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Trust me. Trust me this morning.
You can see.
Oh.
children.
Open your eyes so you can see.
You can see.